The servant of God, Queen Helena of Montenegro, born Jelena Petrovic Niegos, was born on the 8th of January, 1873, in Ketinje, Montenegro. A shy, stubborn, and reserved child, Helena received a well-rounded education, very attached to traditions, with a sensitive soul and a lively, curious mind. She became fluent in several languages and developed a love of poetry and nature. She was also well-versed in politics and later studied at Smolny Institute in St. Petersburg, Russia, until she was 18 and published several of her poems in a Russian literary magazine. In April of 1895, Helena attended the International Art Exhibition in Venice, where she was presented to Prince Victor Emmanuel, who was the then Prince of Naples. Soon, a marriage was arranged, and the couple left Montenegro and arrived in Bari, Italy, on the 21st of October. Now, Helena was raised in the Eastern Orthodox faith, but somehow underwent a deep conversion and converted to Catholicism just before her wedding. Her mother was so distressed by the fact that Helena had changed the religion that she refused to come to the wedding ceremony in Rome. The couple were married on the 24th of October, 1896, and went on to have five children. On the 29th of July, 1900, following his father's assassination, Victor Emmanuel ascended the Italian throne. Officially, Helena assumed her husband's whole titles. She became Queen of Italy, and after Mussolini's occupations of Albania and Ethiopia, she assumed the titles of Queen of Albania and Empress of Ethiopia. Now, Helena was described as dignified but natural and simple, and kept the simple habits of her youth in Ketinje. She did not enjoy social life and entertainment life, but preferred to live a simple, quiet family life. She was described as a loving parent, devoted in giving the children a simple upbringing, designed to prevent them from feeling superior to other children because of their birth. Helena quickly became a great support to her husband and was a favorite of the Italian people. On the 28th of December, 1908, Messina was hit by a disastrous earthquake. Queen Helena helped with the rescuers. She visited the scene, organized for the wounded to be taken to a hospital ship, and assisted personally to their care as nurse. She also organized a fundraiser for the victims in Rome. This helped to increase her popularity within the country. Now, Helena was the first inspector of the voluntary nurses for the Italian Red Cross from 1911 until 1921. She studied medicine and financed charitable institutions for people with encephalitis, tuberculosis, former soldiers, and poor mothers. She was deeply involved in a fight against disease, and she promoted many efforts for the training of doctors and for research against poliomyelitis, Parkinson's disease, and cancer. Now, during World War I, Helena worked as a nurse, and with the help of the Queen Mother, she turned Quirinal Palace and Villa Margherita into hospitals, which functioned from July of 1915 until 1919. To raise funds, she invented the signed photograph, which was sold at the charity desks. At the end of the war, she proposed to sell the crown treasures to pay the war debts. In 1920, she founded the Helena di Savoia Foundation for scholarships to the orphaned children of former railway workers or soldiers. She suggested that every woman in Italy donated some of her jewelry to the children whose fathers had been sacrificed for the nation, and she started by donating some of her own. On the 15th of April, 1937, Pope Pius XI gave her the Golden Rose, the most important honor given to a Catholic lady at the time. In 1939, 3 months after the German invasion of Poland and the declaration of war by the United Kingdom and France, Helena wrote a letter to the 6 European queens and warned them of the great tragedy World War II would become. In the midst of World War II, her husband, having initially supported the fascist movement, found himself lacking the confidence of the Italian people. Despite having transferred much of his power to their son in 1944, it became necessary for him to step down from the throne in an attempt to save the monarchy. Their son, Umberto II, became the new heir to the throne. However, on the 2nd of June, 1946, a referendum resulted in 52% of voters favoring an Italian republic over the monarchy. Their son would only reign for several weeks before Italy became a republic in an overwhelming vote. Now, Victor Emmanuel and Elena went into exile, settling in Alexandria, Egypt, at the invitation of King Farouk of Egypt. Victor Emmanuel died in Alexandria in 1947, and in 1950, Elena moved to Montpellier, France, to undergo treatment for cancer, which she later succumbed to on November the 28th, 1952. 65 years after her death, on the 15th of December, 2017, the remains of Queen Elena were repatriated from Montpellier to the sanctuary of Vicoforte near Turin. The remains of Victor Emmanuel III were transferred 2 days later from Alexandria and interred alongside hers. Now, Queen Elena went down in history as the last Italian queen. Even Pope Pius XII, in a condolence telegram, sent to her son Umberto II for the queen's death, defined her as a lady of charitable work. Servant of God, Queen Elena of Montenegro, pray for us.